The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The energy was outstanding. Everybody who was there, they were excited to be there. There were people who were camped out for days waiting for the opportunity to get into the venue. Now, as far as those members of the media who were just commenting, if there were more people there, they'd be complaining that there were too many. They showed this days in advance that they were going to be complaining about the amount of people who were there regardless. So there's that dynamic. Oklahoma is deep into a reopening. Joe Biden's campaigning out of his basement, and they really don't want President Trump to get back on the campaign trail. And President Trump's the type of person who wants to get around America and be able to do these rallies and understand that there's a huge stakes election coming up in November. And the president wants to be out with the people. But the energy inside of that arena was absolutely fantastic, of people bleeding red, white, and blue, loving our country, principled, passionate. They love their president, not just enough to be showing up there, but enough to be campaigning hard to get him 4 more years in office.
Representative Lee Zeldin describing his experience Saturday night in Tulsa. Glad to have you in on this Monday morning on our 94.5 The Answer guest line. State Party Chairman Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, we've had lots of feedback from Saturday night's rally in Tulsa. You've got Jake Tapper and CNN talking about what a disaster it was, but then you have Lee Zeldin who was there talking about what an enthusiastic crowd. Now, there were empty seats. You could see the empty seats. And one of the things my listeners and I have been talking about this morning is, I think there's probably was several things going on there. One is there are people who are concerned about going into crowds with the COVID-19 virus and with the threat of possible violence at the arena. Mm-hmm. That had to have some people kind of upset too. Give us your feedback on what you saw on Saturday.
Sure. Well, I think those two things you mentioned are certainly the case. Look, the media has spent, overtime into keeping people whipped up into a panic frenzy about being out in public, about going to a store without a mask on or, et cetera, much less the overkill that they've gone into about, oh, my gosh, Trump is going to have a rally and people are going to be in one place at one time, within days of not saying anything about huge crowds being, cheek to cheek at protest rallies. But, we'll set that aside for a second. You had the situation of, I think, the mayor there in Tulsa, was it the night before, issued an unannounced curfew where the people, typically camp out before the rallies, and so forth, all of a sudden, had been camped out for a day, and suddenly they had to pack up and leave. Where are they going to go? They got to go find hotels, et cetera. Disrupted that whole, pattern of events there. And again, obviously some folks who do fit into the category of people who do need to be more careful, which those folks are, obviously you have older folks or folks who may have some underlying health conditions. Those are the ones who need to be more isolated throughout all this crisis instead of, much of the overkill that we've seen. But as you point out, the media wants to be all over how many people weren't there. What they don't say is, one, what they haven't said about the rallies that, again, liberals have had all over the country. Number two, they don't say anything about the fact that Joe Biden couldn't get 20% of that many people in one place to come here and say anything.
I know.
So the point is what they're scared of, what they want to stop, what is the energy that they saw in the 16 cycle from being able to be recreated. But, where Donald Trump can roll in, can get 10 to 20,000 people super excited about his campaign, and excited people work. And that's what they understand. And it's one thing for somebody to vote for you. It's another thing for somebody to work for you. And that's what the Democrats are definitely afraid of.
Yep. And you're so right with Joe Biden. I mean, they can't even get him to come out of his basement, let alone go to a campaign rally.
Exactly. I mean, what? Yeah, I think it may be they've sort of, you know, stumbled on one of the ways to, you know, sort of be a little bit more productive with the Joe Biden campaign, and that is to hide him. You know, so the less that he is out in public, the less that he is saying things that is going to hurt his campaign or hurt their party. So, you know, but again, yeah, that goes back to my point that, you know, he certainly can't get anywhere near a fraction of that number of people to come and be excited to hear anything that he has to say, much less about excited about working on his campaign and working for him to be president.
Yep. Exactly. With me this morning, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. So we've had a little time now to start thinking about Jacksonville, of course, where the party convention is being headed. Any new details you can share with us on that?
Well, yeah, it'll be the normal convention week, the last week of August. It's going to be a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday affair. 3 days instead of the typical 4 days, because the Monday that we would normally have activities is going to be a travel day because of, you know, probably about a fifth of the people who would normally gather together will be in Charlotte the week prior, the weekend prior, taking care of the pre-convention activities, you know, and getting some pro forma things done, which I'll also satisfy the contract the RNC has with Charlotte and the host committee, and again, the $40 million that have been raised to support the convention. So in order to be able to access that, they have to conduct some convention business. There'll be six delegates from each state, six per state, that will convene in Charlotte to conduct some of that, you know, preliminary business.
Sure.
And then Monday will be a travel day. Everybody will be heading to Jacksonville, and then the full convention will convene, ratify things that were done by the smaller group in Charlotte, and then proceed as normal.
Yeah. And so the same number of delegates. I mean, if you were planning to be a delegate, you were a delegate from South Carolina. Everybody gets to go
To Jacksonville. Correct. Yes, sir. The full delegation. South Carolina has 52 delegates and alternates. All of ours are elected now. We had our state convention vote just a week ago Saturday, rather. And so we are, you know, everybody's excited and ready to go, and they're waiting now to find out hotel assignments.
Sure. Yeah. Now, Mr. Chairman, I know there were a lot of people because you guys had been actively recruiting volunteers to help with the convention in Charlotte. What about those volunteers?
Yes.
Will they still be allowed to go to Jacksonville?
So as I understand it, they will be. And again, you know, things have been, you know, a little bit in flux, you know, when you're trying to put together something that normally takes a year and a half to do in the space of less than 90 days, you know, things get a little bit by the seat of their pants, I'm sure. I don't, you know, envy the people at the RNC or having to put things together and the staff that's on the ground there. But again, you know, having to do this kind of a thing at the last minute, in my mind, just reinforces the need for volunteer help.
Sure.
And I'm sure all of those folks who have previously signed up are being reached back out to. I would just say, you know, if anyone's listening is interested in that opportunity, you can go to the website is charlottein2020.com, charlottein2020.com. You can sign up to be a volunteer there. They go through a vetting process. They'll reach out to you. And again, time is getting short, but, I'm sure that again, there's still, because some people probably who would have been able to timing wise, make it to Charlotte, maybe might not be able to make Jacksonville, who knows. So
sure.
I would still encourage people to sign up.
Sure. All right. Very good. Mr. Chairman, always good to talk to you, and we'll look forward to speaking again next Monday.
All right. Take care now.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party.